Hi there, guys. Welcome back to Kira's Talks. So today I have a very, very special guest. It is my bestie, Westie for the resty, Miss Mamas, DeAsia. She's going to be tuning in with us today. We're going to be talking about happiness and, you know, we're going to be talking about a lot of things. It's just going to lead to whatever. We just flowing. We out here having a nice picnic today. It's beautiful outside. I hope y'all out here enjoying the day. Don't let the day pass you by. Y'all already know, summer lit. I feel like it's 2016 again. So, we eating and whatnot. So, just bear with us. But y'all make sure y'all tune in. Okay?
What's up? Hey, y'all. I'm DeAsia. So, what you want to talk about as far as happiness? What you going to lead us into? What's the message? Get into it.
Well, I feel like everybody deserves to be happy.
Right.
I feel like if you've been through some things in your life, I feel like you need to find happiness in some part of it. I don't care how bad your situation is. Smile through it. Get through it. You know, take your time. But do find your happiness. Do try to find peace within your situation. You know what I'm saying? Because if you sit there and dwell on it and you make yourself upset and you continue to fall back into that same mentality, you will never be happy. That's because you chose that situation and those feelings over your happiness. Mm-hmm. Don't never choose nothing over your happiness. Your happiness come before anything. You are priority. Your happiness is priority.
Okay, so I feel like before my spiritual journey, if y'all don't know, I'm very much spiritual. If you talking to me or dealing with me, you will know that. And I felt like before my spiritual journey, my problem was I will always sacrifice my happiness for others. So, what's your thought on that? Because I know it's some people out there that still do. They have issues. They try to make everybody happy but themselves. If you're not in tune with yourself, that's always going to be an issue.
Exactly. I definitely feel that. I feel like trying to make other people happy, because I struggle with that too. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make everybody happy, but me, I was so miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be so miserable trying to make sure everybody happy. Why? Because you ain't in control of nobody's emotions but your own.
Right.
Trying to control everybody's emotion around you will only drain you of your emotions. You don't want to put yourself out there like that. Take care of you. You come first. Like I said, you are priority. If you ain't a priority in your life and you prioritize everybody but you, you killing yourself. That's a killer. You know why? Because you always be thinking, well, I should have did it for me. I ain't got no time for me. I don't feel right. I don't look good. Then you start to form all these different insecurities and you start to look at all these different imperfections because you ain't putting you first. Take some time out for you. Love on you.
But some people don't know how to love on themselves, though, because I done ran into people who've had that mentality their whole life. They've been sacrificing their happiness their whole life. It's childhood trauma type stuff. They don't know how to do that.
But that's when you gotta sit down and you gotta talk to God or whoever you believe in. You need to talk to them and say, hey, you know, God, I'm just, or whoever, I'm coming to you right now. You know, I need to understand and help me love me. Show me how to love me. Show me how to put me first. Show me how to make sure that I'm a priority in my life and everything behind me gonna fall in line because I'm good.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be able to put out them affirmations about yourself.
Every morning, every day.
You wake up, I'm happy, I'm good, I'm wealthy.
I'm abundance. Abundance of love, wealth, joy, all that.
Baby, I'm praying for prosperity. You know what I'm saying? I need to feel love again. And I don't mean fake love. I mean remove
real
any
love.
And everybody.
Genuine love.
You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that you are covered. You have to pray over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You have to speak them daily affirmations over yourself. Do not look for validation in other people. You are the validation for your own life. Period. Don't forget that.
For me, people gonna live how they wanna live. People gonna do what they wanna do. If you know me, I don't judge nobody, no one, your situation, but my thing is, it's the materialistic things for me. You have to detach from those materialistic things because when it's all said and done and it's not there no more, what do you have to make you happy? If you lost it all today, how would you continue to be happy?
Damn, no, because the world done made materialistic things look like they outweigh love and loyalty and respect, and it just outweighs a lot of things now. It don't even make sense. Like, nobody knows how to truly be happy without materialistic things, or to love without materialistic things. You think if I go out here and buy you a car, I love you? Nah, that don't mean I love you. If I put you in a position to win, I love you.
I love you.
If I put you in a position to see you succeed, I love you.
I need my man to help me break generational curses.
Period.
That's how I feel. If you can't do that, then we can't be together. I'm sorry.
We gotta build a foundation from the ground up. I don't care what it takes. You gotta pick and choose your battle. Don't pick and choose them with dummies now. Don't be a fool.
Okay, hold on now, cause we on knobbing a fool for somebody once in our life before. I know I have.
We've been a fool, but I'm
dummy.
Saying...
A dummy. Had me stuck on stupid.
I'm saying, fool me once, shame on you.
Fool me twice.
Then that's on me. Now you fool me a third time, somebody need to beat me up.
At this point, I gotta push you off the cliff.
Because what is going on? You gotta know the difference. You gotta pick and choose your battles.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't see yourself living or doing or going and being successful with this person, why are you there? Why are you entertaining?
But some people, I'm not gonna lie, some people feel like they need a partner. Some people don't know how to be alone. That's a scary thing. That type of abandonment, that's a scary thing to people. Not everyone, you know.
That's a fact. But that goes back to what I was saying. You gotta pray for yourself. You got to. When you know that something is wrong, because see, some people have abandonment issues, but you don't want to be so caught up in your abandonment issues that you allow a person to treat you any type of way.
Right.
Because you so scared to be alone.
Right.
Don't do that. Don't psych yourself out like that. You ain't scared to be alone. You just scared of how or what you could be when you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You're scared of that person when you are alone. That's all it is. It's just the beast in you. You scared of who that is.
But you know what I always say, and you know it. You know where I'm going. The mind is what? The most safest and dangerous place to be. When you all alone and you just thinking about stuff, some people, you know, being alone is bad for their mental too. But you gotta break that.
Definitely.
I know when I'm alone, you already know my phone be on do not disturb. I love to be alone. When the last time you seen me? What, 2 weeks? You haven't seen me in 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks, yeah.
I love to be alone. I love my me time. That's my me time to allow me to work on myself. My self-care, my self-love, my happiness. That's my time.
I like me time. I definitely like to be away. You know, I like for people to check in here and there. Hey, you good? Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? As long as you good, I'm good. I don't need you to call me every day talking to me. Now, you hadn't got me spoiled rotten because I wait for you to call me every day, every Friday, every Thursday.
Because I'm just like, girl, are you my boyfriend? Like, you really called me today. I ain't seen you. Girl, are you my boyfriend? Do I lay with you?
Like, girl, where
you got
been?
A man. Dang, honey.
Where you been, honey?
That's one thing about Kira. She gonna get on my lap. I miss you.
Where you at?
Girl.
Where you doing? Me and mama?
Girl.
You ain't came
Can
back.
You relax? Yeah, it ain't been nothing but 2 weeks.
Girl, felt like 2 months. Thought I was gonna die, honey.
But nah, I've been missing you too.
So, yeah, I don't know. Don't ever think you got to stick with somebody because you scared to be by yourself. Be by yourself. Kick it by yourself.
Yes.
I promise you'll learn a lot about yourself. You'll learn a lot about yourself.
The realest person on your team.
You.
Yourself.
I almost spilled my drink because that was so real. It's you.
Yourself. You're not going to betray yourself. You know.
You're going to stick to the code about you.
Y'all already know.
You know, you're going to kick it the way you want to about you. Ain't nobody gonna be able to do what they want to do when it comes to you, because you know you stepping big time behind you. So Know your place. Oh, yeah. Know your place in people's lives. Some of us do not know our place. I used to overplay my place so many times.
Me too.
Overplay my part so many times. Oh, my goodness. I done played it so bad. It damaged me. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
And I can say one thing about me and you. That's a flaw that I have. I've been working on myself. People don't understand. I do my shadow work. I'm working on myself constantly. You can ask Kira. I'm like, I don't realize this about myself. I don't want to be like that no more. But what I realize about us is that we are naturally givers. And we will literally drain ourselves. And it's all right to give. But
know
you
got to
give from an extent. Girl, I feel like we getting real too deep. We getting loud.
but ain't nothing but the universe.
For real. You know, it's people for us like that, y'all. I would tell y'all, I'm fragile. I'm very fragile. And it's not to the point where I'm sensitive. It's to the point where I will give and literally drain myself for that person. And I realize I can't be doing that no more because their energy is not being reciprocated. If you're not going to reciprocate the energy, don't even look my way. Don't even come to me.
Period. Because I feel like, because I've been put in that situation.
We all have. We all have.
Like you giving so much. You giving your all. I'm talking about your all. I'm talking about 150% of you. I'm talking about from the jump, from the time y'all met till now. You giving your all. I'm talking about before y'all got together, when y'all got together, during the time. You giving your all. But if you feel like that ain't being reciprocated, then you like, don't. Well, why I want to appreciate it? Because, see, people think materialistic things, like we said.
Mm-hmm.
They think stuff like that matters. No, it's the love. It's the affection.
The affection for me.
It's the reassurance. It's the constant of showing, like, come on, baby, let me show you all. I want to show the world who I'm in love with. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I love.
That's crazy.
You know what I love? It's not even like, you know, I love compliments. Don't get me wrong. I love compliments. But when I'm in a relationship, I love those non-physical compliments. Like, I like the way you carry yourself, or it be those for me. Not like how you always get, oh, you beautiful, or give me like, I like the way you hustle. That stuff just really just do something to me, because it's like, wow, you're really admiring me, girl. It be those for me.
I can definitely see that. But I do like the ones that be like, where you going? What you mean where I'm going, babe? I'm finna go out. Where you going? Who you going with? Call me when y'all get there. FaceTime me, matter of fact. Okay, I'm cool. All right, I got you. Bye-bye. You know, them the type I like. The ones that be like, where you going? But it's that sexy. Where you going? Or when they doing something, they stop and it's that gaze like, ooh, girl, you look like how I met you. That's the kind that be like, ooh. Those types of, you know, I like that. Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me you love me. Tell me, you know, just tell me something. Don't tell me that I want to hear, but be honest with me.
And that's the thing. That's what really kills me. Is people don't know how to be. It's the issue with being straightforward. You either gonna tell me what it is or you gonna tell me what it's not. I will respect you more if you tell me what it is.
Definitely.
You got my respect.
Definitely. I feel like when, you know what I'm saying? You definitely gotta tell me what's up. That's why I say reassurance is a key thing for me. If I'm not reassured and I don't know where we are and where we at and how you feel, I feel like I'm out the loop, because I feel like something going wrong and you ain't telling me. Now I'm over here trying to fix a puzzle that I know I don't have the instructions to.
Or you got me overthinking. And that's not fair. I'm overthinking because of you.
Exactly. And that's kind of what's crazy. Like, that's why I learned, like, you gotta learn how to not give so much. You gotta learn how to not give so much at a time.
Also, you gotta learn how to withdraw.
Yes, withdrawing is my hardest thing.
You gotta know when to let, not saying let go as far as like let go fully, but you just gotta learn how to, all right, I'm gonna give you a few inches.
I'm gonna let you do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you're gonna do what you want to do anyway.
And that's my thing, like, those Facebook, I don't know. Facebook be the devil.
Facebook is the devil.
Girl, let me tell you. So, it was this conversation at work. You already know how I am. I'm gonna say what I wanna say. So, first of all, my coworker and his girlfriend work together. I know, you know, that's what some people do, but when they first start working together, I'm like, I don't know about all that. Because I don't want to work with my boyfriend. I'm around you 24/7. You think I want to be around you at my workplace?
Period.
When we arguing or something, that's my time away from you.
Right.
They done got the arguing, and he going to ask me, what's a friendly man to you?
You? That's what I would have told him, you?
And I'm just like, I don't know. Because me... What's your opinion on friendliness?
I don't mind
my man being friendly.
Okay.
I don't mind. My thing is, it's a difference between being friendly and being untouchable. I expect you to be untouchable. I don't care if you're friendly because I'm friendly. I don't want my man to be stuck up all the time.
Definitely. A friendly man, I don't know. I feel like a friendly man can be taken both ways. Cause he can be a little too friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with you. Hey, how you
doing? Right.
It's cool with me.
Right.
Now you get to carry on conversation and stuff. I need you to come on, friend. You my friend now. Now you just my friend. And I feel like you out here trying to make other friends. I don't like that friend. So I don't know. I got that kind of like, okay, I give you a little inch, but you take a mile now. Come on, I'm gonna reel you back in because you don't want me to get a friend. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like, I expect a man to be friendly. I don't expect him to be mean to
like,
nobody.
Like, don't be mean to nobody.
Because I'm not mean to nobody.
Exactly.
For
and
no
that's
reason.
What I said.
Like, I wouldn't tell you, don't talk to her. You better not look at none of these women, because I'm going to smack you. Like, nah, I'm good. If you looking, shoot, I would look at too.
Exactly.
I would look at too. She pretty.
Ask,
ain't she cute?
Ain't she right?
And you lie, I'm going to be like, yeah, I knew you would look anyway with your lying self. Little crazy to yourself, thought I didn't know you were lying.
I just feel like it's being secure with your, I don't know, maybe
yeah,
it's just me.
It's security within yourself.
Maybe it's just me. Y'all don't clock me. That's just how I feel. This is my opinion. If you can ask anybody I talk to, that's just how I always been. I don't mind you being friendly. Just be untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I expect.
Know your limit. Know your limits, because, but I don't mind you saying, hey, bye, how you doing? It's mannerism. I'm glad you got manners.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if you want to say it, then I feel like you were looking, or y'all know each other, some done went down before. Help me understand.
Please.
But other than that, I expect you to speak. Shoot, anybody walk in anywhere we at, hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I ain't rude,
it's
and I ain't flirting.
It's a respect thing for me.
I'm just being, you know, and being friendly as a girl can get you in trouble, too.
Definitely much so.
Because being friendly as a girl, like me, I'm charming, but I'm not flirting. I just happen to have that charm.
Okay, so with Libras, it's hard getting the Zodiac. I don't know. I can just be like, hey... And somebody be like, it's the way you say it, hey. Well, excuse me. I'm just saying, hey. I'm not trying to flirt with you. You taking it the wrong way.
Mm-mm.
We just charming, flirtatious. And I don't intend to be flirtatious. People just, oh, you... No, I'm not.
That's how Capricorn is. We can either be real charming, or we can get... We already had that mud, like, look. But we don't mean no harm. As soon as you talk to us, hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? We nice. I wouldn't put us out of too much or too friendly.
I don't got friendly. I don't got flirtatious. I don't got charming.
I get charming. I get a real good charming out of some. You very charming. Yeah, I know. Come and charm you right out your money.
You stupid.
And here. I'm just playing.
You stupid.
I'm just playing. Because definitely charming. So... so pretty out here today.
It is. I just been wanting for springtime.
Without the pollen.
That too.
Springtime without the pollen, it'll be good. But when that pollen starts, all you gonna hear is noses, throats, ears scratching their throat.
Scratching. Mm-hmm.
God, I'm gonna be like, Lord, mercy, you know you in the South when they doing all that.
All that.
God, Lee, that's so country. But I definitely felt like that was a good talk. These folks got some big old dogs.
I don't want one. Mm-mm. I want me a pit so bad.
Lord Jesus. But just gonna conclude our talk for today. I wanna thank my special guest. My first guest at that. So I wanna thank her for tuning in with us today on Kira's Talks, Miss Mamas. Okay. Tell them about me, Mama.
I will see y'all later. You all have a wonderful...
Now, why are you over here trying to talk like you from New York or New Orleans? I don't know. You so ghetto. You so country. You didn't let these folks know who you are. I was trying to talk proper. You is ghetto. Say it again. Okay, let me reintroduce you, okay? Go ahead, Miss Mama.
You got to make me ghetto. You know that.
Come on, honey.
But you all have a wonderful, productive weekend. Stay safe. Do your self-care. Meditate. Do whatever you need to do.
Period.
Just make sure you stand in tune with yourself.
And speak them daily affirmations. Make sure you pray. Y'all have a blessed day, okay?
Peace, love, and light.
Alrighty.